So I was going to talk about John Wick Chapter 4 last night when I came back from the movies, but I didn't really feel like kind of making a review of it yet. Quote unquote review. I don't like calling these things reviews. They're just kind of opinions, which I guess could be considered a review. But yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about it, my thoughts overall about the movie, the experience that I had watching it in the movie theater that I watched it in. Because recently, I think it's been a year, like it's been a while since I've been to the movie theaters, but we do have this new movie theater, and it's very it's a little bit more expensive than the normal one, but they have really good chairs, and like you can pick the kind of seats that you want because they have a variety of seats that you want to sit in. Like some of them are heated, some of them can recline further than others, just different types of comfort levels when it comes to like the seats that you want to sit in. So everyone has like their own assigned seats depending on what you order, and they'll sit, the number will be like on your ticket and stuff. So I just got the basic recliner ones, which are already 10 times better than the normal theaters, at least the normal ones that I used to have here. But yeah, I ended up watching it last night, and honestly, I'm gonna say that it was probably my favorite John Wick out of all the John Wicks that I've seen. I think my top one is going to be like 4, 1, 1 and 4 are kind of like even for me, and then it's like 2 and then 3 is like my least favorite, but it was still very enjoyable for me. And it's very surprising because usually when there's movies like this, a lot of them, like after the first one, they tend to be bad, or they just tend to be mediocre at best. Now, that's not going to be the case for everybody. Some people are going to obviously love all the movies. Like there's The Hangover, and I loved all three of the movies. There's 21 Jump Street, which I also loved all of the movies as well. And there's a lot of other movies that had sequels and like part threes to them, and you know, I thought they were very good. But I feel like there's a lot more that had sequels and part threes and part fours that were just not watchable or enjoyable to me. But just like any movie or anything that's up for interpretation, it's going to have different opinions from different people. You know, if you like something, that's perfectly fine. Enjoy the content that is provided and just watch it and have a good time with it, right? Like there's things that I like that I know a lot of people don't like, and it's just sort of, I call it like my guilty pleasure. Like there's people who despise the Vampire Diaries series, and for some reason I just love the Vampire Diaries series when I was watching it and stuff. I even rewatched it last year just because I enjoyed it. And then The 100 is another series that I very much enjoyed that a lot of people didn't really enjoy it and thought it was kind of like cringy or whatever. But I really had a good time with that, and you know, I miss it. But anyways, talking about John Wick Chapter 4, there's a lot of, now, before I get into it, actually, I'm getting a little bit too excited. It's been a while since I've talked about any movie and stuff, and I need to catch up on a lot of things that I've watched, like Attack on Titan, Cyberpunk Edgerunners. I don't think I talked about that. There's just a lot of things that I've watched that I haven't talked about. I just haven't been in the mood of talking about them, but I sort of want to catch up and, you know, revisit certain things and talk about them and make podcast episodes about them. So yeah, but like with all of my movie talks or whatever, there's not going to be spoilers. I'll let you know if I talk about spoilers. I don't know if I'm going to get there or if I want to talk about them. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It just depends. But there are a lot of great moments, a lot of great scenes in this film. And once I get to them, I'll mention if I'm going to get into spoilers. But this first half is just going to be spoiler free. So I do love the new characters that they introduced into this movie. I thought they were very great. My favorite being Donnie Yen. Hopefully I'm pronouncing his name right. I love his characters. I love his scenes. I love the way that he fights. I love his style. Like, he's probably one of my favorites within the movie. I think even his style, to me, has been better than John Wick himself. And I really love the way that he was like portrayed in this film, and I really love the fact that he was blind and he was still just a badass overall. John Wick, awesome as always. Like, there's really nothing to say there. I swear, I don't know if for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but cannot remember if he has a lot of lines or not. And that's been throughout a lot of movies, right? It's just constant action. But I cannot remember for the life of me if he even has a lot of dialogue. Yeah, he speaks every now and then. But it's like, I don't think that's the point of these movies, right? It's sort of like you're playing a video game and you're constantly just fighting things, going through the next level. And looking at other reviews of people before I even watch the movie, some people are saying that, oh, he's fighting against bots. And that's always been the thing in the John Wick series, right? Because when it comes to reality, obviously, if one person is going to go up against hundreds and hundreds of people, I mean, you're probably going to get fucked in the first try, right? Like, that's just kind of how it is. But still, I love the world and the universe that they set in. I love the, like, technology and stuff that they have, the suits that they wear, that it's super thin armor, and just different things throughout the film that's been, you know, from the previous installments of the film. But yeah, the fighting scenes are amazing. I think they're way better than any of the other ones. I think they definitely set the bar even higher than the previous movies. There's a lot of scenes that were just insanely amazing, I will say that. And it was just kind of action after action after action. And it definitely didn't feel like a 2-hour movie for me. Especially if you enjoy these type of movies. And you already know what to expect from a John Wick movie, right? It's not going to be like something that you think, oh, it's like so realistic. But it keeps it to the, like, it's hard to explain, but it keeps it at a level to where it's like, they do realistic things, right? Like, you can count the many times they reload their guns or their ammo, and they're actually being faithful and truthful to that whenever they say, oh, this gun can hold 10 bullets or this gun can hold 20 bullets because, you know, this is a new type of gun or whatever. But they literally, if you're sitting there counting the bullets and when they reload, you're like, oh, okay, they stayed faithful to that. And it sort of reminds me of if you played Rust or Escape from Tarkov or any game that has really good animations when it comes to reloading. It's so satisfying the way that he does it in this film, or like all of the characters do it in this film. Like, every action that they do and every movement that they make is so satisfying because it almost feels like a video game when you're doing like crazy animations. So it's like, it's a nice animation without it actually being an animation, if you get what I mean. Because when it comes to video games, and you know that satisfying feeling whenever a game has very good animations when it comes to like inspecting your gun, when it comes to reloading your gun, when it comes out to pulling out your gun, or, you know, maybe holding up a shield, like any type of animation that a game has and it does it very well and seamlessly. This literally feels like a video game because of the way that it does it, the way that you hear the reloading, the sound effects of the bullets dropping, like just everything in general, the details that you hear it in. I think it's very amazing, and it's like better than the previous ones. I think like they put way more depth into this, and the payoff is very, very like good. I will say it reminded me of a couple of games because there are, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, but not really. There's actually one scene, and it's a very long scene. And if you've seen Daredevil, how they have like their hallway scene, and you know, it's kind of like that linear one shot scene, and it was amazing. There's a lot of one shot scenes in John Wick, but there's this particularly one scene that seems to be one shot. I could be wrong, it might not be, but it looked like it was a one shot thing. And it was a top down view. And it reminded me, like, it was so well done. I loved it. Some people, like when I was watching it with friends, some of them didn't enjoy the aspect of it because it kind of hurt their eyes or their brain, whatever. Like, some said it kind of fucked with their eyes. To me, I love the way that scene was done, and it reminded me of a game that I played called, I think it's called Hotline Miami. There's two games of that, and I only play the second one, but it's a game where you're in a top-down view, and you see the enemies in the other rooms, because you can see the other rooms from the top-down view, so you're able to sort of calculate when to move and when not to move, so you can be able to kill your opponents. And it's just so satisfying, along with the music. Like, that literally felt like a video game, that whole sequence. And it was done very well, and I loved it. Like, it was just so fucking awesome. I had a very good time watching that scene. And I could definitely watch a whole movie that just has scenes like that, personally. Like, I know a lot of people probably couldn't, but if there was a movie to where, you know, it was a normal movie, you know, like the basics of how movies are, or John Wick, And then whenever it came to the fighting scenes, and there was a lot of scenes that were just top down like that, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think that's, especially if it's very well done like this was. I don't know. I just feel like the John Wick series is kind of like its own thing, sort of like Mission Impossible was, or GoldenEye was, within its own thing. And I think they set the bar high whenever it comes to the action sequences and the things that they implement in trying to set the bar even higher than the previous movies. So I remember there was a time and era when like Jackie Chan and like those type of movies, to where his fighting style was more of a thing that people wanted to watch, right? Like hand-to-hand combat to karate style stuff, and those were at the time very popular. Not to say that it's not popular now, right? Like what is that, the Karate Kid? I don't know what the newest version, because I don't watch that, but it's on Netflix, I think, or on YouTube. Pretty sure it's on Netflix. I forgot what it's called now, like, but you know, a lot of people do love it. I haven't really ever been that much into it because I don't really watch it or gave it much of a chance, and I didn't grow up watching that, so I really have no like nostalgic feeling about that. But it's still, it's every generation sort of has its own thing that they kind of like. I mean, there's obviously the Fast and the Furious series, which I don't like, but I mean, people must love it because they're still making so many of them. So yeah, I think this is a category of its own, and I think it does it very well. But it does mix a lot of like fighting, the way that they do close to close combat. I think it's done very well with the sword fighting, the fist fighting, and the gun fighting all mixed into one, right? Like, it's just so, it makes sense, and it looks so pleasing to the eye, along with the music. It just feels so naturally, the way that it flows and the way that they goes, like, that's all there really is. Yeah, there's a story to it, you know, it's taken off from the previous movie and it's carrying on over to this movie, and it's sort of explaining a little bit of things, and you know, he's trying to get out of the situation that he was in, trying to figure out, you know, how to get away from where he left off, basically, from the third one. But it's just crazy how we got from one where they killed his dog and how he ends up here to where he's at now. You know, like, it's just insane, the story that kind of carried over, and just the action sequences that happened between one all the way to where we are now. But yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I think that's all I really wanted to talk about. Just definitely a good time. Go watch it if you haven't seen it, or wait till it comes out on any streaming services. I don't know if it will, but you know, you'll be able to rent it eventually, I'm assuming, online somewhere. But if you can't check it out in theaters, it's definitely a good watch. It's definitely worth it, I think, especially if you love the previous ones. I think this is the best one yet. And I have no complaints when it comes to it. So yeah, there's a lot of new characters that I did enjoy as well that showed up in the movie, and particularly one with the dog. I like this fighting style. It was sort of basic, but it looked very heavy and smooth whenever he was fighting. I forget the character's name. I think they just called him Nobody, but regardless, I thought he was a decently good character, and I did love his fighting style, even though it looked kind of basic compared to everyone else. But it was done so well that it felt very impactful and powerful whenever he fights, while at the same time feeling like it's sluggish but smooth at the same time. It's hard to explain until you watch the movie and you'll kind of understand what I'm talking about. But I thought he was like an awesome character as well. But out of every character in the film, it was Donnie's character. I thought he did amazing in it, and yeah. But that's all I wanted to say. Hopefully you enjoyed the movie as much as I did and you had a good time watching it. And yeah, I'll just talk to you on the next one whenever I talk about something else, which I want to talk about Attack on Titan because it was amazing. So I'll probably get to that eventually throughout the week, along with Cyberpunk Edgerunners, which I'm a little bit late to that, I know. But yeah, anyways, have a lovely rest of your night or day whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Be safe. Bye.